You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
KSL News Time 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
court is adjourned for the weekend in the murder trial of Chad Daybell. More evidence and testimony still to come, including from the widow of one of the biggest names in the entire case. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Smith.
Second, people living downstream from Panguitch Lake don't need to be ready to evacuate anymore. Garfield County says they're making progress on the leaky dam. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Another problem for the drive home. This time, it's in Davis County. Traffic coming to a standstill northbound I-15 near 4th North in Bountiful. And so far, delays are stacking into Woods Cross. That's in addition to the crash that we have southbound I-15 at the South Interchange, causing delays from Murray through Midvale. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Courtesy of Southerly Flow today, we'll be flirting with 80 in Salt Lake. I'm Matt Johnson.
79 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The U.S. is beefing up its military presence in the Middle East, with Iran threatening to attack Israel following the deadly airstrikes at Iran's consulate in Syria. The U.S. trying to deter Iran from widening the conflict.
With tensions in the Middle East at an all-time high, the U.S. military is now moving additional troops and assets to the region. U.S. officials tell ABC News the goal will be to try to deter Iran and to protect troops in the region. According to two U.S. officials, Iran has readied more than 100 cruise missiles for a potential strike. Ann Flaherty, ABC News, The Pentagon.
New details about Boeing and approved methods to check door seals on its 737 MAX planes.
It made big headlines last month when the New York Times reported in failed audits that Boeing 737 engineers had been seen at the factory using Dawn liquid soap and hotel room door keys to check seals on aircraft doors. Now we learn those are actually approved ways of checking door seals, okayed by Boeing and the FAA. The thing that looked like a hotel room door key does look similar to one, but it's actually a special device to check the gap in a door. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The House renewed a key portion of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act today. That measure now heads to the Senate. Earlier this week, Donald Trump called on Republicans to kill the FISA measure. ABC's national security and defense analyst Mick Mulroy says Trump's claims the tool was used to spy on his campaign are false.
This particular section is about a warrantless search on a foreign national outside of the United States. So I don't know what he's talking about specifically, but this is not something that would have any connection to him.
The bill passed after lawmakers agreed to shorten its renewal to 2 years. House Speaker Mike Johnson in Florida today to meet with former President Trump as his estate. His visit comes as a Trump ally is threatening a recall vote. You're listening to ABC News.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up.
CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
And time for the KSL In-Depth. KSL Sports, quite the jolt this morning. BYU's basketball coach is leaving. He's headed to the coveted coaching spot at Kentucky. Joining me live from Provo, KSL News Radio's Alessandra Gurr. Thanks for joining us. So we just want to gauge what people have to say on campus. Are they like on their knees, tearing at their clothing, crying? Are they devastated? How are they feeling this afternoon?
You know, they are pretty disappointed to be losing Coach Pope, but at the same time, the ones that I talked to, they understood why he would leave, right? Kentucky is Pope's alma mater. He has ties there, and it's a really great opportunity for him. And so all of the students, they want him to stay so badly, but they also aren't mad at him for kind of putting himself first in this kind of situation.
Yeah, there's probably some money involved in this as well, but there's a complicating problem this afternoon. A couple of BYU players have already entered the transfer portal since lunchtime. Ali Khalifa, Dallin Hall. This could potentially harm the team going forward. So what are folks saying about that?
Yeah, absolutely. It was not expected, these players going in. And so when I was talking to BYU students, they were under the impression that a lot of the team members were still going to come back. And so they said, you know, we think that this next season is going to be hard without Coach Pope, but that we'll still do well. But now losing a lot of those key players that we've had this season, the season is probably not going to turn out as well as it has this past year. And that's what students have kind of expressed to me.
Well, yeah, they still have to play the games. And they have to have a coach on the bench. So are people talking about who might replace him?
A lot of people honestly just don't know who's going to replace him. A lot of people don't know who's available. And they also don't know who would be willing to kind of, you know, work with BYU's high standards, right? Working with the honor code, things like that. So no one really knows who the next head coach is going to be.
All right. The answer is stay tuned. KSL News Radio's Alessandra Gurr. Thanks for giving us a quick snapshot of what's going on campus. Again, Mark Pope leaving for Kentucky.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.